This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Something's coming, and you're going to be ready. You're going to be ready. You're not going to have any fear, because the love that you're going to experience from God is going to expel all fear. You know, the love of God casts out all fear. It's not how much you love God. It's how much you believe God loves you.
Text to give with SecureGive is a fast, easy way to give from anywhere, anytime. It's just two quick steps. First, text the keyword CDMBC followed by the amount you like to give to 74483. Second, when asked to confirm, just text Y and your transaction is complete. That's all there is to it. Text to give. The fastest, easiest way to give on the go.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let our love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
All right, now let's start today. John chapter 17:3. So this is the beginning of today's sermon. Some said, Doctor, you just preached for 30 minutes. That's all right. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. I am not in a rush. What I want to do is make sure you got this, because when you walk out of here, you're going to walk right into ministry. And everywhere you go, the atmosphere is going to change. Why will the atmosphere change? Because you walked up in there with Him. So you got to remember, when you walk in someplace, it's just not you that showed up. The presence of the Lord showed up. And if there are demon-possessed people in there, they're going to respond kind of weird, because they know who just walked up in here. So I'm telling you, wherever you go today, your presence will demand an explanation. If you're serious what I'm talking about. Ooh, glory to God. All right. I hadn't done this much, but I want to look at John 17:3 in four translations. This is so interesting, and you need to get this, because it took me, I know, over 10 years to realize this when I first got born again, and I want you to get this today. So I'm going to look at it in... let's start off with the King James translation, the Amplified, then go to the NLT, and then the TPT. And this is just one scripture. All right, so watch this. And this is life eternal. Okay, so we need to understand what eternal life is. Because we know that when we die, we step out of time into eternity. And we have heard this, well, I'm going to spend eternity in heaven. That's true. But somehow we're still... as we stepped out of time, we're still trying to define eternal life within time. And it has nothing to do with time. Eternal life has nothing to do with how long you gonna live. That blew my mind, just like it's blowing yours right now. What you saying? Read the scripture. That's what I'm saying, how important this is. Look at this. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, and the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. So according to this scripture, he says, this is eternal life, knowing Him. So if this is eternal life, we have begun eternal life in time. Now we're going to step out of time, and there'll be no more time. But you don't have to wait until you die before you start eternal life. I declare everybody in here has started eternal life. Because he said eternal life is knowing God. Now look at this in the Amplified. He says, and this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, to recognize, to become acquainted with, to understand you, the only true and real God, and likewise to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, whom you have sent. He said, this is what it means. It's an intimate relationship with God. He said, here's eternal life. Here's what eternal life means, an intimate relationship with him. Look at it in the NLT. Look at this in the NLT. And this is the way to have eternal life. To know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. That's eternal life. It's about who you know. Look at this in the TPT, the Passion Translation, if you. Eternal life means to know and experience you as the only true God. Lord have mercy. I couldn't get past this reading the scripture. To know and to experience you. I'm telling you, God wants you to experience him. Ain't gonna be no doubt about who God is as you learn that you can experience him. You ain't got to be, you know, spontificating and doing acrobatic, you know, Sunday school, playing with somebody to try to prove all of the scriptures, to prove to people that you can experience God. No. You, ma'am, sir, can experience God. You never have to walk anywhere doubting whether or not he exists. He came to live in you. Eternal life means to know and to experience you as the only true God. See, some of these people talking all this tomfoolery, the different stuff they talk on the street, you know, all this, these new scriptures they got, and the black man from all that. Where is it in the book? And then they're talking about what the Bible written by the white man. Listen, I don't even need my Bible to show you what I'm talking about. I know him. Experience him, and this that you're talking about is not him. I ain't got to go scripture by scripture. Back up a little bit. Let me introduce him to you. Say these words after me. Let me cast this thing out of you and let your boys look at it. And we ain't got to go back into the history of the Egypt and black men and all that. I ain't got to do all that. Because I know him for myself. It's just like a recipe. I ain't going to sit up and argue with you on whether or not this is the recipe for a pound cake or not. Baby, let's move. I've cooked it. I have followed this recipe. What you eating is the pound cake that you say doesn't come from this recipe, but I tell you, leave the paper, let's go in the kitchen, and I can experience this recipe, and you can taste and see that the Lord is good. Because he wants us to experience him. Glory. Eternal life means to know and to experience you as the only true God, and to know and to experience Jesus Christ as the Son of God, whom you have sent, and that I believe. That's eternal life. It's what I've been teaching you the last 3 weeks. That's eternal life. And every one of you who are alive today, sitting in this church or streaming at home, if you know him and if you're experiencing him, your eternal life has started in this physical body in the midst of time. So when you die, it's just a continuation of what you got started while you were here. You understand that, right? You're going to continue what you started. My God. My God. So when you walk down heaven, there's no chance you're going to walk right past Jesus and not know him. Honey, when you get in the general vicinity of Jesus, when you get there, you'll be like, wait a minute, I sense him. I know he around here somewhere. That's the same sweetness I get when I'm praising him. That's the same thing I get when I'm talking to him. Wait a minute, I know that voice. Wait a minute, I know that presence. I lived in that presence. In that presence, there's fullness of joy. I'm getting joy right now. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I know him. I can't see him yet, but he's around. Praise God. Because I started this before I crossed over. I know him. I know him. I know him. Hallelujah, lobo shaka kalaba. Hallelujah, shikikeradaba. Now go to Philippians chapter 3, 8 and 10, and I'll do everything I possibly can to hold my tears back. This blows my mind. It speaks of the Apostle Paul, the preacher of grace, the one who received the revelation of grace on the road of Damascus. Philippians chapter 3, I want to read it in the NLT and then the Amplified. Philippians chapter 3. He says, yes, everything else is worth. Go back to the King James. Because most of you have King James Bible. But the great thing about it, I think most of you have phones, so you can now. I have to remember that. I have to remember that y'all ain't coming in here with no just one King James Bible no more. go on to the new Living Translation. I had enough nerve to ask somebody, could you fax me? They said, what? I needed to send maybe 50 copies of something to a class I was teaching. I said, how you gonna get it to them? They said, they already got it. I said, well, how you send it to them that quick? I sent it to everybody's phone. Oh, I forgot about where we are. Yeah. Oh, my God, I might have to get you to go everywhere I go. You say that, I feel something. I'm like, Lord have mercy. I'd be ready to just quit preaching and just join her. Let's just tear the church up right quick. No, we done spent too much money to be tearing this church up. We ain't tearing nothing up. Nah, let it last at least 10 more years. All right, watch this. Look at this carefully. This is, to me, mind-boggling about this man. He said, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. So Paul said, everything is worthless in comparison with knowing Jesus. It's worthless. For his sake, I have discarded everything else. And I'm wondering, God, are there some things I have not discarded? Can I boldly stand up and say everything else in my life is worthless except this intimate relationship with him? See, we say those things, but with close examination of our own personal lives, like me, you may find a couple of things that are still there. And it's like, whoa, this guy, out of everything he had, out of all the revelation that flowed, out of all that he got from Jesus, he says, I've discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage so that I could gain Christ. How much of the stuff in your life have you started counting as garbage? the stuff that bother you, the stuff that hurts you, the betrayal you've gone through. Why do you let that get to you? It's garbage. But not only those things that hurt you and bother you, my life. Everything concerning my life, it took 40 years. But 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, it's garbage now. It's garbage. I count it all as garbage. Why? I want Christ. I'm going to be in heaven much longer than I was in this physical world. I want Christ. See, what you don't understand, you're afraid to count it as garbage because you think if you count it as garbage and throw it away, then you won't have none. On the contrary, it's when you have Christ that all these other things. I don't seek the things and then seek Christ. I see Christ and those other things run me down. There is no way you're going to ever have any needs wanting Him, gaining Him. He's the gain. He's the game changer. Quit thinking you're going to lack and go without something when you choose Him and count everything else as garbage. It's just helping you to keep first things first. It's just helping you to keep things in right perspective. God's love could never let that happen. Well, you're so afraid that you're not going to have that, and you're not going to have this, and you ain't going to get this, and this ain't going to happen, and all that. No. See, the thing about it is when you gain Christ, whatever you gain after that is going to come from Christ, and it'll be the right thing. Some of you trying to gain stuff that you ain't got no business touching. Some of you trying to get stuff that's going to almost kill you. Because you compared yourself amongst yourself, just exactly what the Bible says don't do. Don't compare yourself amongst yourself. He said, we must not do that. And we still, through the social media and television and other areas, we still comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. Therefore, we're closing our ears and eyes to what God has for us. Have you checked to see what God has for you? How many failures do you want to walk in? How many circles do you want to travel and fail because you keep comparing yourself amongst yourself instead of going first place? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these other things will be added to you. It's an add-on to the relationship. It's an add-on. It should never be the priority. It's an add-on. And you keep going for it. You define this success based on comparing yourself amongst yourself. How do you know that's success? The guy has $1 billion, but nobody loves him. As far as I'm concerned, he's broke. He's just a broke man with $1 billion. How do you define success? Oh, he's got a big house, and he's got these nice cars, and everybody knows him. And he fights suicidal ideation at least once a week. He's a broke man with a big house, nice cars, and fame. But he's broke. Why? Because, and see, most people I know and talk to, when they finally get to that place that they're working hard to achieve, it wasn't what they thought it would be. Because life is a sum total of who you spend it with. That's a life. It's all garbage now. I just want him, and I gotta have him, because I don't know what to do without him. I don't know what to do without him. I don't know where to go without him. I don't know who to be without him. So he may be an option for others. He may be a multiple choice for others. Maybe you got A, B, C, D to choose. I count it all as garbage. He is my source. And I count everything else as garbage that I might gain Christ. Verse 9, and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law, but rather I'm so dependent on him, I am now counting on his righteousness through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with him depends on faith. Verse 10. I want to know Christ. How many of y'all want to know him? I'm talking about know about him, know him experientially. I want to know Christ and experience. Paul says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him. I want to share in his death. Come on, keep going. So that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Look at Amplified real quick. We'll go quickly. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to be ready. Something's coming, and you're going to be ready. You're going to be ready. You're not going to have any fear, because the love that you're going to experience from God is going to expel all fear. You know, the love of God casts out all fear. It's not how much you love God. It's how much you believe God loves you. And that love is going to cast out all fear. John 4, 18 in the NLT. You know, it came up. Can I stop by there right quick, what I just said about love? Because there's a lot of fear in that people are dealing with. 1 John 4, 18 in the NLT. But you believing that God loves you is going to expel it all. Remember, it's not... A perfect love casts out all fear. It's not your love. It's not how much you love God. It's, do you believe that God loves you this much? He says, such love has no fear, because perfect love, you believing that God loves you, expels all fear. So every time the potential for fear to show up comes forward, you remind yourself, God loves me, and I know it. And you know what happens? The fear is expelled. Every time you're in the middle of a situation and it looks like it's going to be bad, pause, Selah, and remind yourself, I believe God loves me, and the fear will be expelled. Every time you're so overwhelmed with fear, and you're trying to figure out where it came from, and oh my God, what's going to happen? Don't go into panic. Panic is groundless fear. Don't go into panic. Just remind yourself, God loves me and I know it, and that love expels fear.
Is something missing in your life, even though everything is technically okay? Is something off, even though your job and home lives are thriving? Through this three-message series, How to Live in the Presence of God, Creflo Dollar explains how purposely living in the presence of God transforms us into our best self in every aspect of life.
There's an intimate knowing of God, and it goes beyond a sermon, a song, a dance, and a shout. When you're walking in the presence of God and learning how to live and abide in the presence of God, you're going to see manifested word. Some of it you asked for, some of it you didn't ask for. You will never be in need as long as you carry his presence.
Call the number on your screen or visit the e-store at www.creflodollarministries.org to get your copy for a love gift of $20 or more, plus shipping and handling. Get your copy today and learn to live life fully.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives inside and out.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
I'm talking about the grace of God that comes over your life, that makes living easy, that makes living sweatless, that the anointing begins to come up on you and there's not a fight, there's not a struggle.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
I want to extend a special thanks to those of you out there who are committed to giving into our international efforts. Those of you who sow precious seeds into this ministry, help us with our global missions all over this world. This year, we partner with organizations all over the world to help rescue human trafficking victims, build irrigation systems, and support orphanages, schools, and homes for the elderly. Meeting the physical and spiritual needs of hurting people opens the door to share the gospel of grace with them. Thank you for helping us minister to people everywhere. And may God bless you.
Log on to our website at missions.creflodollarministries.org to see all the work we do at Creflo Dollar Global Missions. Thank you for your support.
When you give, your gift goes to work, changing lives all over the world, spreading the gospel, uplifting communities, connecting believers from all over the world. Now more than ever, it's easy to support the ministry with your giving through Change Express. With Change Express, your giving is simple. It's as easy as clicking recurring once and you're set. Secure. With our advanced security protocols, you'll have peace of mind as you give, knowing that your seed is going where it belongs, changing the lives of people all around the globe. And scheduled, your donation happens at the same time, every time, without you having to lift a finger again. Simply put, it's giving you can't forget. The process of giving has never been easier for those on the go, so get started today. Go to www.creflodollarministries.org/Change Express now to sign up for Change Express. Easy, automatic giving.
Join us online as we bring you praise and worship from the World Changers Church family and the Word of God from Pastors Creflo Dollar and Taffy Dollar. For more information, visit us at CreflodollarMinistries.org.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.